From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Fighting continued for a fifth day in Israel and Lebanon. This evening, an Israeli warship off the Lebanese coast fired missiles at the Beirut airport. Also today, Israeli warplanes struck the city of Tyre and other targets in South Lebanon, killing dozens. Eight Israelis were killed today when Hezbollah fired rockets at the northern port city of Haifa, Israel's third largest city. Tonight we start with two reports. First, NPR's Linda Gradstein in Haifa.
A rocket scored a direct hit on a train depot in the Haifa Bay, killing the eight Israelis. Israeli officials said it was an Iranian-made Fajr missile with a range of 25 miles. Near the train depot, another building was heavily damaged. Hamoudi, an Israeli Arab who didn't want to give his last name, said he and four members of his family were supposed to be at work in the building when the rocket hit. But he was running late after he took his sister for a blood test.
Well, I think one thing, if my time is finished, I will be died. But I think I have more to go, self-fight.
So you should kiss your sister for making you late.
I should say thanks God first before I kiss my sister. Because everything is beyond God.
At the train repair depot, Haifa Police Chief Nir Mariash said that despite Hezbollah warnings that Haifa could be a target, many found it hard to believe.
Yesterday night I rode the street and people were sitting in cafes and restaurants until a very late hour. So by now everybody knows that Haifa is attacked and everybody knows that they have to change their behavior.
Changing their behavior means staying in bomb shelters or sealed rooms, as close to a million Israelis are now doing. Israeli officials say Hezbollah has the ability to fire rockets even as far south as Israel's largest city of Tel Aviv. Residents of Tel Aviv were told that if a siren sounds, meaning a long-range rocket is on the way, they are to take cover as quickly as possible. Israel's Air Force chief said Israel had hit dozens of targets in Lebanon. In a televised news conference, he showed black and white films of Israeli jets dropping bombs on bridges, roads, and what he said were Hezbollah weapons stores. Israel's defense minister, Amir Peretz, also talked tough when he visited the train repair depot in Haifa, directly threatening Hezbollah leader Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah. Did he think for a moment that he could threaten Haifa and he and all of his friends in that terrorist center he built in Lebanon would be out of danger in Beirut, Peretz asked? Absolutely not. Now he knows that even when he uses innocent families as shields, it won't help him. Israeli officials say Hezbollah has fired more than 1,000 rockets at Israel since the fighting between Israel and Lebanon began 5 days ago. Israel has bombed hundreds of targets in Lebanon. And they say they won't stop until Hezbollah is disarmed. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.